Hi, this is Claudia Lin on the floor of Syllabus 2005. I'm here today with Fred Bashirs, who just stepped out of the Diane Oblinger keynote Tuesday morning. Fred, you're from University of California, Berkeley, I see. Tell me, how did you enjoy the keynote?
It was very interesting. I was especially interested in her discussion of different learning spaces. At Berkeley, a number of years ago, we tried something called the High-Tech Small Study Group program, where we were building on the work that had been done by folks like Uri Treisman to improve the odds of women and minorities getting into our engineering program. And the idea was to create and emphasize small group learning and go beyond what is usually done in discussion groups and to actually have a budget for buying pizza and things like that to make the learning experience a social activity. And we wanted to introduce technology into that learning environment. One of the things that Diane was talking about, which I think I had a little bit of an issue with, is she was talking about how students are learning in many more different ways. And one of the things that we learned from this high-tech small study group is that while that's true, there's still only 24 hours in the day. The issue we ran into is, would there be some way for us to take students out of lecture and allow them to spend, because the additional time they spend in the intensive study group programs, it just loads the students down with hours. And what we thought we could do was a very old technology which could still be used. It was called a tutored videotaped instruction, where you would have videotapes of lectures, but the students would be put in charge of managing the videotapes, and they could start and stop the lecture. They would have study questions, problem sets, so that they could really integrate small group activities with what is normally learned in a lecture hall. Unfortunately, what we found was that because the school, this is a number of years ago, and maybe it'd be changed now, but school policy was we couldn't take them out of lecture, that they had to go to see the live lecture. And we've been trying things that were along those lines, like Eric Mazur's idea on how you can have students in a lecture work on a problem just with a colleague, just with who's sitting next to them. But I've always thought that if we really wanted to move away from lectures, maybe not anything as old-fashioned as videotapes, but something where you could teach students to be good study group participants, teach students to be study group leaders, so that you don't have the alpha male trying to dominate the conversation, which is often my problem. Although I guess I'm not an alpha male, but I do try to dominate conversations too much. I talk too much. But those are the things that are very important. And it goes back to something I learned when I was in high school. I went to a very small Quaker boarding school where one of the mottos was what is learned with joy is best remembered. And one of the other ideas there, I was a little bit advanced in math, and so the idea there was that students were expected, as part of their work projects and other things, to take on tutoring responsibility. So everyone was expected to tutor someone else, and faculty at the little boarding school would supervise those activities. And we do have tutoring programs at Berkeley, but students are paid to do the tutoring, and students in classes are not expected to tutor. So there's a whole set of expectations that are not really there, but could be instituted, where students are expected to be group learners, they're expected to be tutors, they're expected to do all these things, which would provide a lot more interactivity for the students and human contact. And you could obviously fold in computers with that. But it really forces a change in faculty roles, and it forces a change, or it would force a change in institutional policies. We need to basically work on faculty and institutions to get them to be willing to make those changes in order for to change the business model for teaching, in order for some of the things she was talking about to take place.
Right. And Fred, that's really changing the face of colleges and universities across the campus. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.